Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley-Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Stir it up. On her new album, Do It Afraid, Yaya Bey is looking around at our troubled world and asking some big questions.
What do you care about? And what are you willing to do for what you care about? There has to be a base level love for humanity, everyone's humanity.
That love is something she creates and shares through her music. Yaya Bey talks about her new album, about joy, and about her journey as a working musician that began when she was just 9 years old, writing with her dad.
My dad was a rapper and producer, and, you know, he would produce records for, like, up-and-coming artists, and he'd be like, oh, write a hook for this.
A conversation and live performance from Yaya Bey today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe.
They say everything happens for a reason.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The following story contains details that may be disturbing for some listeners. The Minnesota Court of Appeals has reversed a decision by Lake County District Court to deny an order for protection in a case involving alleged sexual extortion. The appeals court opinion states the lower court clearly erred in its findings of fact about the credibility of the alleged victim's testimony. A concurring opinion from Judge Japal Harris describes the findings as, quote, consistent with several sexual assault myths. The case involves a 2024 order for protection sought by a woman against her ex-husband who was allowing her to live with him in Silver Bay after their divorce when she needed a place to live. In filing the order, the woman said she believed she would lose her housing if she did not agree to multiple instances of sexual contact with her ex. The district court ultimately determined the ex-husband's testimony describing the encounters as consensual to be more credible. The denial stated the woman was less credible because, among other findings, she never called the police, never reported it to friends, and talked nicely about the ex on social media. The appeals court, however, notes she did report the matter to police, the social media post was misinterpreted, and the other stated reasons were not supported by evidence. The matter drew the attention of Standpoint, a St. Paul organization of attorneys and advocates against domestic and sexual violence, which filed an amicus brief. Judge Harris writes, quote, if this is allowed to stand, we risk that people who most need the protection of the court may choose to not seek this protection for fear of being subjected to these archaic myths. The appeals court did not weigh in on whether the facts of this particular case support an order for protection and remanded it back to the district court for further consideration, but the lower court is not permitted to rely on any of its original findings. The Minnesota Department of Health has submitted an application to the federal government for participation in the Rural Health Transformation Program. The application seeks $1 billion in funding over 5 years from the program, which was created by the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. It aims to improve health outcomes and expand access to health care along with the workforce. Proposals include creating new opportunities for health screenings, using telehealth for preventive care and chronic disease management, and increasing the use of community-based frontline workers. It would also aim to strengthen the financial health of rural health care providers. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports the program would not offset the much bigger financial losses expected by looming cuts to the federal Medicaid program. The state will be notified by the end of the year if its application has been approved. Attorney General Keith Ellison will be in northern Minnesota this week as part of his series of Protecting Minnesota Community Forums. Ellison will discuss his work to, quote, protect the rights and freedoms of the people of Minnesota at the events. People can also share their stories or concerns. Events are scheduled for 6 to 8 p.m. Wednesday in Grand Rapids, 1 to 3 p.m. Thursday in Ely, and 6 to 7:30 p.m. in Hibbing on Thursday night. An earlier event on Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in Grand Rapids will focus specifically on veterans. People can RSVP to the events to receive location information. Find more info at KAXE.org. Dozens of Northland athletes from 9 area schools will compete at the state swimming and diving meet this week. Megan Buffington has more.
Brainerd's 200 and 400 freestyle relays will return to the state meet after finishing second and sixth last year. Three of the four swimmers on each team will be racing again this year. Senior Avery Durr is part of both relays and will also be swimming the 100 breaststroke. She finished eighth in the event last season. Northern Minnesota's other returning medalist is Two Harbors senior Bella Imholt. In 2024, she took sixth in the 200 freestyle and seventh in the 100 backstroke. She'll race in both events again and the 400 freestyle relay. Bemidji, Grand Rapids, Hibbing, Park Rapids, Rock Ridge, Mesabi East, and Detroit Lakes all qualified at least one individual entry and a relay team. You can find the full list of qualifiers at kaxe.org. Diving preliminaries kick off the state meet on Thursday. Swimming prelims will follow on Friday with all finals on Saturday. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. When you hear Yaya Bey talk about the state of the world, there's no question where she stands on the big, important issues. She's straightforward and fearless in discussing politics, race, the economy, and how all of those things tie into her music and the way her music is received by the industry, especially as a Black artist. But that doesn't mean her new album, Do It Afraid, is heavy and humorless. In fact, it's the opposite. Like the title implies, Yaya Bey is finding joy and having fun, even when that might seem difficult. Coming up, Yaya Bey performs live and joins me to talk about all of those things, along with making her new record. She also talks about how working with her dad, the hip-hop artist Granddaddy IU, who passed away in 2022, had an early and lasting impact on her creativity. It's a conversation that feels extremely timely and left me feeling deeply inspired, and I hope you enjoy it. You'll hear it right after this track from Do It Afraid. It's Yaya Bey, Raisins.
Stir it up, turn it over, till it ain't the same no more. Cause I've been running, hot tailing, but I can't run no more. So if it's gotta be, step out on faith. For heaven's sake, let it be.
That's Yaya Bey with Raisins from her latest album, Do It Afraid, live for the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Yaya Bey, welcome to the World Cafe.
Hi.
Hi. It's so great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me.
In that song, in Raisins, you sing, they say everything happens for a reason, and I believe them. So if I step out on faith, for heaven's sake, let it be everything I dreamed of. And stepping out on faith kind of does seem like a theme on this album, especially when you take it with the title, Do It Afraid. Could you tell us about that lyric a little bit?
I think, well, the music industry and the world is in a pretty, like, kind of just feels like you're like walking in the dark, hoping for the best.
Yeah,
it's such a touchy one. Like, why I didn't even sing it today? Because like I've been really tender over the summer, just grieving the state of the world, the state of the country, and the state of the industry that I work in, and how capitalism and like the pursuit of capital is like collapsing everything that we rely on as world citizens, as citizens of this country, as musicians in the field that I work in. It's collapsing everything that we rely on to survive. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe in giving up, but there is like a mourning of what you dreamed would be.
Yeah.
And you have to go through that process, and then you have to find the imagination to dream a new dream.
This might be an impossible question to answer, but what is the dream for you right now?
Right now, I'm trying to find peace. I think what I've learned in this album campaign is that I cannot rely on institutions, because institutions are always going to choose money and isms over the welfare of the artist.
Yeah.
But I was going to make the art anyway. So I'm in search of the peace that it takes to like be well in my mind and my spirit, as I do what I was going to do anyway, which is make the art. And sometimes that's hard because, you know, like, you need money to survive and you can't pay your rent with peace, but you can't be well without peace either. So I think that's the foundation. Anything I'm going to do moving forward is I have to be at peace.
My guest is Yahya Bey on World Cafe. You know, when I was listening to this album, at the beginning of it, it kind of has this, like, it's like a very sort of laid-back, chill vibe. Even if the lyrics have depth to them, it kind of like, it's a relaxed-sounding record. And then it kind of, like, you kind of burst out of it. And it feels, to me, like a very optimistic, a very, like, joyful record. It feels like you're kind of emerging from something. This album, it's like the third in a trilogy.
Yeah.
Where do we find you here? Like, what, in that moment when it's kind of bursting forward, where are you? What are you wrapping up?
So I'm working on a new album. I promise this ties in. And I was in the car the other day and I was saying that while like I'm at the end of a chapter, and I have no idea what this new chapter looks like. And I think that Do It Afraid is me leaving what I hoped would be behind and trying to get to, like, now I've got to get to the root of the thing and I've got to find joy in it. Because, you know, I may remember your North Star. That whole album, I was behind on my rent, like the whole time I was doing that. And that was like a 2-year process. And this is happening in the height of the pandemic. And at that time, the perception was like, I make music about how hard it is to be a Black woman. And there was no nuance in the story being told about me. Like, yes, it's not rocket science. Like, there are struggles with being a Black woman, but there are also joyous things about being a Black woman. And though, yes, like, I am always making music through the lens of being a Black woman, I don't get up in the morning and say, I'm making Black woman music.
Right.
You know what I mean? Though I am a Black woman making music, and this is being told through the lens of who I am.
Yeah.
But all of who I am is not in crisis. And then my dad died. Mm. As soon as I started to get success, my dad died. And then it was also, it was very scary because I was like, oh my God, these people already think that I am perpetually in crisis. And now I am experiencing grief. And so my response to that was to stomach that and I went on the road. I didn't take bereavement. I made another album. And I wanted it to explicitly be like, yes, you know, I did experience a big loss, but this is not an album about the loss. Mm-hmm. And then it still was perceived that way. And then, so now I'm at Do It Afraid. And I'm in this place where I feel almost at the brink of hopelessness because I'm, you know, that man got into office again. And we are witnessing several genocides. And I'm in a place in my career where I don't know if I'm going to be able to sustain this because we're in a crazy place because, like, no one can make money off of their music because of streaming. Now people have to go play shows. And so now everybody is playing shows. So now the live market is super oversaturated. So now you can't even sell tickets the way you used to sell tickets because...
It's overwhelming. It's yeah. Like, it just feels like a bunch of cascading problems, basically.
Yeah. And so by the time I'm making Do It Afraid, I'm like, I cannot control what is said about me, what is written about me. I cannot control how the numbers game of it all. I cannot control who the president is. I cannot control that, like, what the Western world is doing to the global South and how my tax dollars contribute to that. But I can't give up mm-hmm. on any of these things. Like, I am responsible for my life. I am responsible to my community, at home and globally. I'm responsible to it all. And not in that the world is on my shoulders way, but in that I have to show up and do what I can for myself and the people around me, even if that's like super discouraging sometimes. Like, I don't wake up every day and feel like I can do it.
Right.
But, I mean, also, like, what is the alternative?
I kind of feel like that takes us sort of into the next song that I wanted to, that we're going to hear you perform. We're going to stay near the beginning of the album for this next one. It's called End of the World. And you've said that this song, End of the World, is a love song, but it also does social commentary. And I wanted to ask you, how, in your mind, do love and social commentary fit together?
Everything that you're doing out of love. Right? Like, even things that on the surface might feel like rage, for example, right? Like, I don't know, they passed that big, beautiful bill, right? Let's say you go to a protest for that, right? And you're screaming and hollering, maybe you're tearing up stuff, you know? That is an act of love. What do you care about? And what are you willing to do for what you care about? There has to be a base level love for humanity, everyone's humanity, because we are at the end of the world. We are at the end of the world that we knew.
Yeah.
Like, the world that we knew is not available to us anymore. So we are experiencing some apocalypse. And, you know, when you watch, like, zombie shows, like, people are not worried about, like, race and class and gender. And when the zombies are, like, eating everyone's face, it's like, okay, like, do you want to live or not?
Yeah.
So this is what we should do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's coming to save us, so we got to do it for each other. Let's listen to your performance. This is End of the World. We'll come back. We'll talk some more. End of the World, performed live by Yaya Bey on World Cafe.
to the other side of the world. I know we can't save the world, but our love might be the key, the very thing we need to hold on a little while longer, a little bit stronger.
Performed live by my guest today, that is Yaya Bey with End of the World from her latest album, Do It Afraid. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. And I want people to get to know you a little bit. And you started making music when you were really young.
Yeah.
What are your earliest memories of actually making music yourself?
Oh, God. My dad was a rapper and a producer. And, you know, he would produce records for like up and coming artists, and he'd be like, oh, write a hook for this. So I started off like writing hooks, choruses, and like,
how old would you be at this point?
I'm like 9, and I'm writing, and these are like adults making records, and so like I'm writing hooks about being in the club. I've never been to the club. I have no idea, but you know what I mean, like I listen to hip hop and R&B and I watch music videos, so I'm writing from what I imagine this is like, so that I don't think that I started to write from my own life experience until much later. You know, I'm just mimicking the radio.
Mm.
And until, you know, I got old enough to have, you know, enough experience of my own to write from like a cathartic place or, you know, my own life.
Yeah. I love the image of like little Yaya Bey hanging out with a bunch of grown-ups writing hooks. It's so cute.
it was really wild. Like when I think back at it, like, what were you even talking about? You have no idea what you're talking about.
But like, what a great education and how to do that stuff.
Oh, yeah. My dad, I always say that I'm a recording artist. Because I think, you know, there are different entry points to music and different things that you can do, but this is what you, like, you know, my drummer even, he plays the keys, but he's a drummer.
Right.
You know, like, I can sing and I can rap. I wouldn't consider myself either of those things. I would say I'm I'm a songwriter. I'm a recording artist. It's specifically, like, my dad really taught me how to record a record. And I know how to make a record. My dad, yeah, he gave me a great education as far as that goes, yeah.
I'm going to play a little clip of a song from Tenfold that features your dad, Granddaddy IU. It's called So Fantastic. This is Yaya Bey. I'm working on picture. Always on the moon, so I'm sorry if I miss you. When I touch down, I be sure to get up with you. Heard you talking slick, but tell me really what's the issue. Thought you was the one, but ain't nobody with you. Hard to see you eat when they ain't at the table with you. Closest to you, watch how quickly they gon' switch you. Why you? Don't wanna see me shine, shine, shine. I was only going for what's mine, mine, mine. Killing regardless, rock a bye, bye, rock a bye, bye, bye. So that's a bit of Yaya Bey, So Fantastic, featuring her father, Granddaddy IU. It's from her 2024 album, Tenfold. Talking to Yaya Bey today on World Cafe. Her new album is called Do It Afraid. I've seen you say that rapping is so scary, but you do rap on this album. I was a little surprised because you were around your dad when you were a kid. He was rapping, and you find it kind of frightening. Why does it scare you?
I think I don't have the attitude to be a rapper. Like, I think I can rap, you know? Like, I'm a writer, you know? It's writing, you know? But it's also, like, okay, like, the difference between writing a poem and writing a song is, like, the musicality of it, you know? And not to say that poetry is completely devoid of musicality, because, you know, there's a beat poet, and you do take a, you know, like, there's something there, there's cadence. But then, you know, if you're singing a song, you're stepping the musicality, you have to really understand melody and, like, time signatures and the fact that syllables are a percussive element. And songwriting is, like, there's some theory in that. And then, but, like, rapping is, like, that plus a certain attitude, a certain confidence, a certain thing that I don't even know that I'm interested in having all the time.
Really? Yeah.
You know?
Well, like, and you were saying, I mean, it's like, it kind of, if you kind of come across as one thing, like, it flattens you. It's kind of what you were saying earlier.
I mean, I also have a deep reverence for hip hop.
Right.
Like a deep reverence for hip hop, and it's so ingrained in who I am culturally that I think I respect it too much to say I'm a rapper, you know? There are people who get up every day and they are a rapper. And I respect that too much, I think, to claim that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are people who are really dedicated to that specific craft, which is, you know, a really complex, like, I mean, there are people who are writing double and triple entendres, and, like, rapping sometimes, like, a good rapper is, like poetry on steroids.
Yeah.
Like, these are real, like, writers. And I'm a writer, but not that type of writer.
My guest is Yaya Bey on World Cafe. We've talked about, in this interview, you know, we've talked about the forces of the world and like, capitalism and the things that we see every single day that make it really hard to just, like, I don't know, go along with your day and pretend nothing is wrong. There are days when I wake up and I see the news and I'm like, okay, now I'm going to go work on my music show. And it feels sort of trivial sometimes in the face of these awful things that are happening. And I kind of want to get your take on this. And you've talked about it a bit, but maybe we can go a little deeper here. How does music and art and joy make a difference in the world? Like, why is it important to keep making it and to keep putting it out there?
Sometimes when I'm stressed, like, I'll get really tired and I have, like, pain, and I'll go get a massage, right? If you are a massage therapist and you watch the news and you go to work, like, you're like, you know, what is a massage gonna do? You know what I mean? But like, when I go get a massage, it gives me some strength to go do my work, you know? And I'm gonna play a show today, later tonight, and like, somebody's gonna leave inspired. And art alone cannot save the world. But we are doing something that is inspiring and is thought-provoking and is cathartic. And we are with people in their low moments, when they're alone. We are making music people can cry to and get married to and fall in love to and remember that life is worth living. Mm. That gives somebody the strength to do the work that they're going to do. The lady that gives me a massage on a Tuesday doesn't know, you know what I mean, that I'm someone with chronic pain in my body, and like, that got me, and maybe they do, and maybe that is what is motivating them to show up for work every day, you know? But they did something for me that made it easier for me to do what I need to do for somebody else. And that's what we're doing. We're paying it forward with all of the work that we do. And when we do it from a conscientious place, that is the work. There is a tremendous amount of impact in what you're doing, whether it is hosting your music show or writing your songs or teaching children or giving a massage or running a restaurant and deciding who you will do business with and who you will not do business with, even if that costs you something. Mm. Like, we're civilians. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we are not world leaders, but we are the most important people. You're more important than the world leaders because we are the world. We are, like, that sounds so...
No, but I know what you mean.
But, you know, I just mean that, like, we are who the world leaders are pretending to be in interest of. And we are actually, we are leaning, you know, there's that joke that, you know, we're all rotating the same $20 while the rich are, you know what I mean? Like, and while that is the truth, even though it's an unfortunate truth, be accountable to that. We are all rotating the same $20. So, like, make sure you keep rotating the $20. And that's what you do when you do your work, however that looks like in your work, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is something I think about all the time, that $20 thing. I think I saw someone say the other day, it was like, don't think about it. They were talking about, you know, giving to a cause. And they're like, it's not charity. It's like helping each other survive.
Yeah.
And how it really is, like, it's a circle, not a straight line.
Yeah. No one else cares about us but us. Mm. So you just have to put the care in your work.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of what we've been talking about ties into the last song that you're performing for us today. Live at the World Cafe, it's Yaya Bey, Ask the Questions.
Oh, but everybody knows.
Ask the Questions, performed by Yahya Bey. It's from her new album, Do It Afraid. Yahya Bey, thank you so much for being here with me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Right before the break here on World Cafe, maybe you caught my conversation with Yahya Bey. You can hear an extended session with a bonus live performance where she talks about how she brings her family's roots in Barbados into her music. And she performs a really, really fun song called Merlot and Grigio. That is at worldcafe.org. You can also find that video and tons of full World Cafe sessions on YouTube, youtube.com/worldcafe. Here's Erykah Badu, On and On.
Do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same. Oh, oh, oh. said that's easier said than done. I said don't worry about the future. She said that's easier said than done. Well, it is. I said, just trust the way you feel. She said, that's easier said than done. Well, it is.
Take in my mouth, girl, you're the only one.
Coming home, that is Leon Bridges. New Mumford & Sons in a second, featuring another very big name on World Cafe. You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris with a little game called Guess the Guest. Now, Mumford & Sons released your next song at the end of October, and if you haven't heard it yet, it features a famous guest artist, one you definitely know if you listen to this show. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm going to let you listen and try to guess the guest. So check this out. Listen to the voice. This is Mumford & Sons' Rubber Band Man featuring who?
You can't win for losing, and the beggars start choosing the chaos in your head. It calls the cracks to start showing, all knowing, all glowing with the light of the dying to raise the dead. Steady yourself in your tumbleweed words. Be a street corner preacher or just feed the birds. But don't hold to yourself with hard mortar and stone. Be a rubber band man, make the water your bones. Dying just to live. Nothing lost forever, babe. You know it breaks my heart. Put a shiver on your skin. Do your hair in the car. If nothing lost forever, babe. The
can we make a start? And love is not the easy thing, the only baggage that you can bring. Love is not the easy thing, the only baggage you can bring is all that you can't leave behind. And if the darkness is to keep us apart, and if the daylight feels like it's a long way off, and if your glass heart should crack, and for a second you turn back, oh no, be strong. That has to be believed to be seen. You could have flown away, a singing bird in an open cage. Who will only fly for freedom? Oh, oh, walk on, walk on.
With Walk On, and before that, Mumford & Sons with Rubber Band Man, and I was asking you to guess the guest on that song, and if you guessed Hozier. That's right. Mumford & Sons joined by Hozier for that new one. I want to say thank you again to Yahya Bey for being my guest this hour on the show. And thank you to World Cafe producer Miguel Perez for his work on that session. Also, thank you to our affiliates across the country who bring this show to you, including KDLG in Dillingham, Alaska. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing extraordinarily creative individuals whose ideas, solutions, and discoveries expand people's expectations of what's possible. macfound.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
A new year is inching closer, and with it, new music. Lucinda Williams has announced a new album. I'll tell you about it in a minute, and you will hear this track.